So, we are now at Table Topic, and I love the theme of today, growth. So growth to me, it's a no-brainer, right? Whether you like it or not, you're growing every day, every second. You've grown in the last hour and a half that you've been on this call as well, right? We keep growing. It's either you embrace it or it embraces you. So depending on which way. I have a few people, so I'm going to start with those of us online. I'm going to start with Paul. Are you with us, Paul?
Oh, I certainly am, and I'm delighted to be with you.
Okay. Can you guys hear Paul in the room as well? Okay, great. So, Paul, the question I have for you is, if you could go back 10 years, what would you tell your 10-year younger self in terms of what growth looks like for you now?
10 years ago, I had stopped growing. I think I stopped growing at about the age of 20. At that stage, I was 6 foot and a quarter inches tall. I went to the doctor recently and I was measured and I have shrunk. So, what would I say to my younger self? I would say, above all, misery is not for you. There are other aspects of you that are not shrinking. You have, for example, got a stronger mouth. I remember when you weren't able to speak quite as loudly as you are today. Your hearing has shrunk, but, you know, everything isn't about hearing. You can pay attention to a person without hearing what they say. You can look at their face. You can make eye contact. You don't even have to understand a single word that they're saying to you as you discover that your eyesight is shrinking. There's no more growth. Lots of young people talk about growth. They're going to get bigger, richer, grander houses, Lamborghinis. No. Worry not about growth. Worry not about shrinking. Worry about your character and what they're going to put on your gravestone. Now you're getting to the age where you need to take some affirmative action in relation to your funeral. So that's where I'd put my concentration on, Paul. And Topics Master, thank you for giving me a chance.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you. I think my favourite part was the fact that your mouth got louder and your voice got stronger. Apologies for your shrinkage. Okay, thank you. We're going to move on to the next person.